Jolene? There you are. I've been calling you.
I wasn't sure if that was still my name. Maybe you should have tried Cinderella. Or why not just Skivvy, I mean, I thought I were bad. Look at the lipstick on that. Ugh, cigarette butts and the dregs.
Oh, dear.
Magazine, screwed up tissues. Top off the nail varnish. Oh, even Fallon's not this bad.
Shh, she'll hear.
I don't care. She won't anyway. She's in the bath.
Oh.
Using all the hot water again. Leaving the bathroom like a bum sight again.
I know. I just wish she'd take her stuff out with her after. It's horrible going in there and finding her underwear mixed up with my shaving things.
Well, tell her then.
I can't. It's awkward.
Oh, Sid.
And she's so up and down. I don't want to make her feel worse.
It'll be 2 weeks before we know it.
Yeah, exactly. Her and Matt have got to see sense eventually. Now, we don't want to upset her if we can help it, do we? With her owning more of this place than us.
Morning, darlings. Lovely day.
Yes. You going out?
No. I'm homebody these days. Oh, Jolene, darling, I seem to have used the last of your bath oil. I'll get you some more.
Oh, that's fine. Look, if you're going to be around, Lillian... Do you think we could have a chat about Valentine's Day and what we're doing?
Of course, darling. But please, not till I've had some coffee. Is Frieda here yet?
That's the first week's rota, but...
Right, thanks, David.
Probably be torn up by day two, you know how Lanning is. Oh, knew that would happen if I took my eye off it.
What are you printing?
Posters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're holding a public meeting on the 20th.
Right, beat the digester, is it?
Bioenergy facility, please.
Oh, come and find out about this exciting new project for the village.
Mm-hmm.
And Oliver Sterling's in the chair.
Well, we wanted someone neutral. You'll come along, won't you? Find out a bit more about what's going on.
Oh, yeah, I should think you'll get quite a turnout.
Well, that's the idea. Get things aired. We're doing flyers as well. Michael will take them out on the milk round.
Could be an exciting project, I suppose.
Oh, we think so. Got some drawings if you're interested.
Oh, go on then.
Yeah. That's the digester itself there.
Ah.
That's the reception tank. That's the pasteurisation tank. The gas holder. And that is where the digestate's stored.
Oh, is that it?
Well, apart from the plant room, yep.
Well, it's quite compact, isn't it?
It is. It's not the great eyesore that some people seem to expect.
Hey, you know what you need for this meeting, don't you?
Hmm?
One of them scale models like they do for shopping centres and things.
Oh, I never thought of that. Carl sent a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, you get a much better idea off some of 3D.
Yeah, good point. Would give people a clearer idea.
Well, if that's all there is.
Fairly straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing to it.
Great.
Have you got more than one of these drawings?
I've got half a dozen, yeah.
Well, can I take this one, then?
Yeah, sure, if you really want.
David?
Hmm?
Oh, hi, Bert. Didn't know you were here.
Hello, I'm just on my way.
Me too. I'm going for my walk.
Are you up to a walk?
More of a totter, just round the yard. But I've got to get some fresh air.
Ruth's not very good at playing the invalid.
It's so boring.
Yeah, well, get used to it. You've got weeks of this.
I know.
Tell her, Bert, she's not to do too much.
Ah, David's right. Slow but steady.
Yeah, I know. See you later.
See you. Right. Sort this printer out, and then I've got ewes to feed.
Have you got a rubber band for this drawing, David? I don't want to mess it up.
Ah, Frieda does do a marvellous French toast.
Yeah, well, as long as she's not behind on the prep for lunch.
Right, all yours, darling.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, the thing is, Lillian, we're not really sure how the speed dating thing's going to work.
Oh, right. Well, I hadn't a clue either.
Oh, great.
But I had a quick look on the net and found a few companies that do it. Well, we'll just copy what they do.
Which is?
Well, they're mostly London-based, so it's all a tad sophisticated for Ambridge. But essentially, you have a group of men and women. Mm. Everyone has a number badge.
Right.
There's tables for them to chat at.
Hang on, badges, tables. How many?
Oh, I don't know. Say 20?
20? You reckon you'll get 40 people?
Oh, all right. 15, then.
Okay, so that makes 30 chairs.
And everybody just keeps swapping round.
Well, the women don't move, just the men. They go round clockwise, a table at a time, when the bell rings.
Oh, so you need a bell and all.
Oh, bell, buzzer, whistle, you know, whatever. In London, you get 4 minutes with each person, but frankly, round here, no one's that interesting, so I think they should move on after two. And everyone notes down who they'd like to see again and gives it to me.
Papers and pencils.
And I match them up. Easy, eh?
Well, how much interest have you had exactly?
Oh, Sid, lots.
Oh, no one's asked me anything about it.
Darling, there's plenty of time.
Well, we need to do some more posters, I reckon.
What's wrong with the ones I've done?
Nothing. It's just maybe we need something a bit more specific.
Yeah, like a start time, perhaps, or how much it costs.
Oh, minor details.
Well, yeah, we need more than just speed dating here, Valentine's night.
Yeah, look, don't worry about it. Lillian will do them.
Oh, darling, I wouldn't dream of putting you to the trouble. No, it was my idea. I shall see it through.
Yeah, I really think it might be easier.
Anyway, I need something to keep me occupied, the way things are.
Yeah, right.
My own love life may be a complete disaster, but it doesn't stop me from spreading a little happiness for others. Toodaloo!
Jolly enough.
Don't say anything.
Right.
Now I suppose I've got to clear up this mess before the lunch trade. Oh, fish and house guests, Sid. Both of them stink after 3 days.
Oh. Hi.
Hey. Where did you spring from?
Spring from? At this pace, you are joking.
You shouldn't be out here.
It's not exactly Lakey Hill, David. I've been down the drive.
What?
I wanted a glimpse of civilization.
Oh, thanks very much. You are silly going there on your own.
I wasn't on my own. Pip came with me.
Oh.
Not that she'd have been much help if I'd tripped. She was training behind, texting all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all she can think about now is Valentine's Day and this disco.
Oh, good old young farmers, eh?
Hmm. In between that and all these hush-hush conversations with Izzy...
Oh, you think they're plotting something?
Yeah, she keeps trying on her outfit for Thursday and using those straighteners we got as an early birthday present.
Well, she's growing up.
Yeah, that's what Mum says, accompanied by horror stories of what I was like at 15.
Oh, really? I must ask.
Well, it's no wonder I wanted to get out of the house.
I know.
Yeah, so you gave Bert one of those digester drawings. What did he want that for?
I'm not sure, really. Maybe he wants to show Frieda?
Maybe.
Oh, he seemed quite taken with it anyway. And if he's spreading the good word, it could mean a few more in favour at the meeting.
Very clever.
He had a good idea, actually. A scale model.
Oh, we should have thought of that.
Oh, no. Well, too late to organise one now, though.
There you go, Derek.
Oh, I'd better go and change that barrel.
Right, people, feast your eyes on these.
Oh, new posters.
I got Janet out with the design. I printed them off there too. Let Brian pay for the ink.
Let's see. Very striking.
Yeah. Talk about arts and flowers.
Tickets on the door.
Yeah, well... What I mean is pay on the door. I mean, we don't want to faff about printing tickets, do we?
Well, actually, yes, we do. And sell them in advance. See, then you got some idea of how many to expect.
Well, I've told you how many I'm expecting. About 30, I think.
Yeah, Lillian, see, that's no good. We've got to know for sure. I mean, do we staff the bar upstairs or what?
Darling, that's up to you.
No. It depends on whether it's going to be worth it.
And you reckon a fiver's enough, do you? If you're giving them a glass of champagne on arrival?
We've got to do something to make it a bit special. What do you suggest? Half a scrumpy? I mean, it won't be champagne anyway, will it? We'll get away with Carver.
Haven't been done under the tray's descriptions, have
you? Oh, for heaven's sake. I mean, do you really think the sort of people who come speed dating in Ambridge are going to be able to tell the difference?
Well, it could be just our luck to get someone from trading standards.
Oh, yes, exactly. Comes here hoping to meet the love of his life and instead gets a mouthful of dubious sparkling wine.
Oh, but you too, honestly.
Look, like we said before, we'll do the posters, which will now offer a glass of bubbly. And we'll print up some tickets and sell them in advance.
Well, if you want to make work.
Yeah. And another thing, this whole business of you putting people in touch with each other.
I suppose you don't trust me to do that either.
Got it in one.
It's not a case of not trusting you, Lillian.
Well, what is it then?
It's more, well, you've got to be careful, haven't you? What details are you going to be passing on?
I don't know. Mobile numbers, I suppose.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What?
No, I don't want to be held responsible for someone getting stalked.
Honestly, Jolene, you watch far too many of those American crime things.
Look, they exchange email addresses only, OK?
Honestly, you're making so many complications.
Evening, Bert.
Evening.
You all right there?
Not really. The sooner we get speed bumps in this village, the better. That Matt Crawford.
Matt?
You'd think he was a bit old for acting the boy racer. He nearly ran me over, he did.
Can I get you a drink, Bert?
Trying to impress that fancy new lady friend. You were better off without him, if you ask me.
Point of the usual. I could bring it to you, if you'd like to sit over there.
Hey? Oh, no, no, Tara. I want a word with my Frieda first. Lucky I'm still in one piece.
You were... Okay. Hmm?
No, of course I am. Look, I think I'll have one, even if Bert won't.
Yes, you do that. And then why don't you go and put your feet up, eh? Leave the Valentine's publicity to us.
If that's what you want.
Yeah, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. Like you say, it'll be fine on the night.
Of course it will. It's only a bit of fun.
Exactly.
Look, I think I'll go up to my room for a while. I'll see you both later.
Yeah. Bye, Lillian. Jolene.
It's only a matter of time before she and Matt see sense, eh?
Come on, love. You know how these things are. There's still hope.
Hope? While Matt's gallivanting around with his new woman? Oh, wake up and smell the free champagne, Sid.
Look, we can hardly say anything now, can we? We'll talk to her when she's feeling better, OK?
Whatever you say, my darling. I just hope she doesn't put us out of business first.
Did you get that balance problem with the cultivator sorted, Ella?
Yep.
Oh, well done.
Hello?
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hello, darling. How was Lillian?
Well, how do you think?
Well, I don't know. She seemed fine yesterday, hogging my printer all afternoon with her speed dating posters.
Matt's brought her down again.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't know why she's not used to it. But we all know most men are thoroughly selfish.
Look, darling, I was thinking... Don't you go out again. I'll get Rory from the bus.
I'm perfectly capable.
I know that, but I don't mind. You go inside and keep warm.
Oh, right.
Got time for a quick look at the deer first, haven't I?
20 minutes.
Right. I'll see you then. Oh, dear. What was that all about?
What do you mean?
Come on, Mum. I'm not blind. The atmosphere at lunchtime is pretty arctic, too.
Oh, Adam.
What is it? I thought something was up last week. What's he done now?
He should be the one to tell you. But I don't see why I should lie to you. He's making a new will.
Oh, yes?
He wants to split the farm three ways.
Three ways? So that means...
You, Debbie, and Rory.
I see. And does Debbie know about this?
No, but Adam, look...
Right.
Oh.
Bye! Come and see us again soon! Bye! Hi, sweetheart.
Hayley, what are you doing?
Waving off a school visit. Why?
How soon can you get home?
Usual time.
Can it get off now?
Oh, no. I've got to clear up the mess this lot have left in the barn, and then there's Lily and Freddy's tea to do.
All right, OK. Just get back as soon as you can, eh?
Yeah. Why? Roy, what's happened?
I don't want to tell you over the phone, but it's just something brilliant.
Use your legs, Jake. I've got to push Mia. Oh, that's funny. Hiya.
Hi, Nick. What are you doing?
higher. All right. Wearing myself out, trying to wear these two out.
Well, don't get too tired. We got help tonight.
What? How come?
Well, it's all sorted. Mum will babysit.
But Will, I've got...
And don't give me any of that nothing to wear. Wear that black skirt.
Okay, but...
Oh, I'm not telling you anymore. It's a surprise.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I'd like to say I'll keep you informed, but on current showing, that's a bit of an empty promise.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, bye.
Sorry, Adam, I didn't
hear you. It's all right. I'd finished.
Good.
I was talking to Debbie about your plans for the farm.
What?
Thanks for keeping us across them, Brian. As usual... Much appreciated.
Look, Adam...
I'm supposed to be farm manager here. Deb is the manager in Hungary. But when it comes to anything really important, as far as you're concerned, we're just a couple of hired hands.
No, Adam. No, you got the wrong idea completely. Nothing's been decided yet.
You've made up your mind.
No, I haven't.
Of course you have. Mum's obviously unhappy, and that's made no difference, has it? For goodness sake... But apart from the fact that Debbie and I have been totally misled over the digester, which is clearly a sop...
It is not.
The whole thing is crazy.
Look, I know it isn't simple, but, Adam, if you just think it through...
Oh, come on, Brian. The profit from home farms, just about feasible, divided two ways, but three...
Hang on a minute, hang on. In the past, maybe, but not now. You know the whole picture's been transformed. There's real money to be made by bright people like you and Debbie, with a digester for a start.
Oh, please.
And it's not a sop. You two stand to make a mint out of that, and I'm staying out of it entirely.
Oh, very big of you. Meanwhile, we've got to wait. What, 15 years till Rory comes of age before we have any idea what to expect?
So?
It's a long time to wait, Brian. I'm 40.
Yeah, and you're bloody lucky. You and Debbie both got secure, well-paid jobs for the next 15 years. Plus whatever you'll get when the time comes. Some people would kill for that.
That's not the point. You're expecting us to sit it out, or rather slog it out, for all that time. Brian, when Rory grows up, what if he doesn't want anything to do with the farm? What then? We'll have waited for nothing to do what? Buy him out?
Oh, Adam.
With what exactly? We're not that well paid.
Yeah, but none of us can predict the future.
Exactly. And this way, I'll be well into my 50s before I have any idea what my future's going to hold.
I don't want to argue with you about it. All I know is I'm not prepared to deny Rory the chance of a share in the farm. It's my farm, he's my son. I mean, what else did you expect me to do? In any case, this is all theoretical. I've not made any decisions. And I'm not expecting to give up my involvement in the farm for a good while yet either.
You were before Rory came on the scene.
Oh, come on, let's not rake over the past. A lot of things were different then.
Too right they were.
Oh, for God's sake, Adam, you're still getting a pretty good whack at the end of it. Look, I want an impartial view on it. I've told you nothing set in stone. When I've made my decision, you'll be one of the first to know.
Oh, thanks, Brian. That's really comforting.
Rory! What do you want for your tea?
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks very much.
What? Look, Adam asked me outright and I wasn't going to lie for you.
You could at least have let me tell him. He's gone and told Debbie.
Well, she deserves to know as well, doesn't she?
Yes, of course she does, but from me.
Well, why didn't you tell them yourself then? And I don't know why you're shouting at me. It's your own fault. You've had weeks.
Hardly.
Well, after the last time, I'd have thought you'd have learned. I wasn't going to take the risk.
I was waiting to...
You're a coward, Brian, with things like this. I've paid enough of a price for keeping your secrets from my children in the past. And I'm not doing it anymore. If you'll excuse me, I've got to see to your son.
Come on, Hayley, hurry up.
Let me get my coat off. What's so urgent?
Just here, give it to me. You go and sit down.
So much for keeping your pregnant partner calm at all times.
Don't worry about that. It's back on the market.
What's this?
Number one, the green.
What? Since when?
Well, I saw the board was back up and I came off shift, so I checked the website and Matt's even dropped the price.
No.
Well, not much, but...
Oh, Roy.
Well, it's got to be a sign, hasn't it?
I wonder why it fell through. You don't think there's something wrong with it?
No, no. Buyers from London, weren't they? Second home, probably just bottled it.
Maybe.
Look, I've got all of our calculations out again.
Yeah.
So it's just a case of where we pitched the offer. We don't want to lose it again.
Roy, if we could hardly afford it before. Interest rates now and everything.
Yeah, but he's dropped the price, remember? So I reckon we can make a slightly lower offer. Just about make it work.
Right.
Well, I've been through all the mortgage providers again, and this is what we're looking at.
Every month. I will never manage it.
Yeah, I know it's a lot, but we've got to go for it, haven't we?
Roy. So what if we take this on and the rates go up even more?
Yeah, but if we think like that, we'll never move.
But it's going to be a real struggle trying to find this kind of money. Especially with this one on the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it means some cutbacks. But we could do it. I mean, we could get rid of one of the cars.
Oh, but...
I know you need one with the baby, but I could go back to a motorbike for getting to work.
You reckon?
Yeah, if it's good enough for the vicar.
I suppose so. That's not going to be enough, is it?
Well, no.
Oh. I'm going to have to go straight back to work, aren't I?
Well, if we want the house, it's the only way.
I see.
I know it's not what you want, love. In an ideal world, but if it means we've got a place of our own...
Yeah.
Hayley, our own place in Ambridge... With the baby. We got to go for it, haven't we?
Yeah, you're right. Of course we have.
Just think about it. We could be in before she's born.
We'd have to be if we want to decorate the nursery.
So, we're going to go for it then.
Oh, Roy. Yeah. Let's do it.
I didn't think it was going to be this posh.
If you start saying you don't look good enough...
I don't.
You look gorgeous.
It's a bit of a step up for me, considering lunch was a fried egg with Joe.
Oh, he hasn't been round on the scrounge again.
Oh, I don't mind. Getting quite used to it. And it's company anyway.
You're too nice. That's your trouble.
I don't have the right things to wear in a place like this.
Stop it, Nick. You look great. I'll tell you what. Saturday, we'll hit the shops and you can have a splurge.
Will?
Oh, why not? Solicitor said the money will be in my bank by the end of the week.
Yeah, and it won't be there long if you go splashing it all about.
Oh, I don't think a few new clothes is going to make much of a dent in 120 grand, is it? Oh, can I just say that again? 120 grand. Oh. Anyway, I've decided. I'm going to set a bit aside for treats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, something for everyone. A holiday for Mum and Dad, maybe?
Oh, Clary will love that.
Or something for Grandad and for George. And whatever you want, you know, clothes, jewellery, shoes.
A jacuzzi filled with champagne, a chauffeur-driven limo.
Well, I'm getting the idea.
What about the rest of it, though? I mean, seriously.
Oh, property's the best investment, isn't it?
Oh, listen to you!
No, well, I could buy a place and rent it out to cover the mortgage and... Then when I retire, no worries.
A mortgage? Oh, but Will, you don't want to get into debt.
It wouldn't be a very big one, would it? With all I've got to put down. And like I say, the rent and cover repayments.
I suppose so. Oh, that's so clever of you. And a place of your own as well. Well,
I've even seen the house on the green.
Number one. Oh, I saw the sign had gone back up.
Yeah, perfect, isn't it? Matt Crawford's never had any trouble getting a tenant.
Oh, I'm not surprised. They're lovely little houses. Right in the middle of the village. Oh, hadn't Roy and Hayley got their eye on it, though?
Yeah. But they couldn't afford it, could they?
I don't know.
Well, they offered way under. Even though the price has come down a bit, repayments would be up, so...
So they wouldn't stand a chance, really, would they?
Shouldn't think so. Any road, I'm going to see it first thing.
Well, can I come?
Of course.
Oh, you're so sensible. My mum always said, there's nothing like bricks and mortar.
Bricks and mortar.
Bricks and mortar.
And to the future. Because I reckon it's looking pretty good.
William had the pork tenderloin with some sort of a potato plate.
Sounds good.
I don't know when I'll see grub like that again.
I take it you're still on the diet.
Oh, Ruth, it's terrible. Clary won't let me eat a thing.
It's the weigh-in tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe when you see how much you've lost, you'll feel a bit more inspired.
Maybe.
You have lost some weight, have you?
What are you saying?
Still, it's early days now, I suppose. Mm,
don't I know it?
Think of the sponsorship you're getting.
Last year I gave up booze for the church. This year it's food. What will it be next year, eh? A kidney?
Poor Eddie, you are suffering.
Oh, it's nice to have a bit of sympathy. Oh, there's none from Dad. But then he keeps popping round to Nick for a fry-up.
Lucky him. What were Nick and Will celebrating, anyway? Is it their anniversary or early Valentine's?
No, neither. You might as well know. He'll be round the village soon enough. William's had a bit of luck.
Has he?
He's coming to some money.
What, on the lottery?
No, no. It's a legacy from that auntie who died.
I remember. How fantastic!
Yeah, it's great for him.
What's he planning to do with it?
Well, you know our William. He's not going to do a George Best on us.
Sorry?
Most of the money I spent on booze and birds, the rest I wasted.
Oh, I see.
Now, he'll probably invest it in somewhat safer with a good return.
I'm very sensible.
Like your digester, maybe?
Oh, I...
Yeah, I'm only joking. No, I'll expect you'll put it straight in the building society.
Right.
Any road, I better get these cows seen to. About your digester, though.
Yeah?
If you get the go-ahead, there'll have to be some work done on the site, won't there?
Well, the AD company will do most of it.
Yeah, but before that, like levelling the ground and that?
Oh, I see. You're thinking that...
I'd do you a proper quote and everything. And a decent job. You know I would.
Yeah, of course. Well, if Adam and Debbie don't object, and I don't see why they should...
Great.
We've got to get approval first, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have to see what happens at the meeting, won't we?
You do know, don't you, Matt, that luring me out of the office doesn't mean my fee goes down?
Of course not.
You don't expect me to knock the cost of a latte off my hourly rate.
Annabelle, you are worth every penny.
Well, I'm glad you think so. The amount of my time you've been taking up is going to make quite a dent in your profit from some of these deals.
I just wanted to follow up what you were saying on Sunday.
There was really no need for you to run me home from the Chalkman.
No, it's no trouble. Oh, I forgot to ask. Did you have a good evening on Friday, by the way? Dinner, was it?
Yes, thank you, it was. Anyway, I brought this for you to have a look at.
Yeah?
Opportunities in commercial property.
Oh, right.
Bit of an overview and a list of local sites, which I think represent a very sound mid to long-term investment.
Excellent.
Yes, this could be a very good time to get in. The market's still coming down.
Good, good. Excuse me. Crawford. Oh, hello, yeah. Another? Well, good. How much? Okay, and they've both got mortgages? Right, I see. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Why am I doing your job for you? Go back to the first one, ask if he can offer more, match or better the second. Yeah. Yeah, look, I'm in a meeting, but, Yeah, all right. Yeah, bye. What?
Problems?
No, not really. I'm just getting shot of some of my more random investments. Like you advised, remember? Clear the decks a bit.
I see. And this is...
That little ex-council house in Ambridge. The one I told you about, on the green.
Oh, I thought you'd sold that.
Yeah, it fell through, but there's two people chasing it now, so...
Good. It's a nice little starter home for someone.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't know why I bought it in the first place, to be honest. As you make so clear, Annabelle, there's far more enticing prospects for me than small-time buy-to-lets in Ambridge.
Tea for the workers.
Oh, thanks, love. Just let me finish this. Oh, let's have this tea, then.
Yeah, you're getting a bit too used to having me on hand as a tea lady.
Huh? What's wrong with that?
Well, the past 20 years of me trying to get some equality round here.
It's not the moment for a joke about bra burning, is it?
It certainly isn't.
Now, have you been resting enough today?
David.
I'm only asking.
Anyway, the kids are back. It's more restful out here.
Mm. Is Pip helping Eddie?
You'll be lucky. She was straight on the phone to Izzy.
They only got out of school half an hour ago. She's only just seen her.
David, keep up. They've got a Valentine's disco to discuss.
I don't think the roadmap to peace in the Middle East had as much high-level discussion.
Actually, you haven't said what we're doing yet. Do you want to go out?
I don't think so, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Can we postpone it till I'm a bit more mobile?
No, that's fine by me.
Got my checkup on the next day, so I don't want a late night.
Mm.
And you wouldn't be able to have a drink, what with taking and picking up Pip.
That's true. What's wrong with white mice and a pumpkin, I'd like to know.
You wait till she's got a boyfriend with a car, then you'll be sorry.
It'll be a long time before she's going off in anyone's car.
See, you're going to be a nightmare.
No. So, she's definitely got her eye on some boy, then, has she?
She's not going to tell us, is she?
Why can't life stay simple?
Because then it would be boring.
Oh,
Eddie was asking about the digester, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
No, in a good way. He wants to quote for the initial ground clearance work.
All right.
That's okay, isn't it? I said I thought it would be.
Yeah? Yeah, sure.
I thought I'd do some PR, like you, with Bert. If Eddie thinks there's something in it for him, he's less likely to object at the meeting.
Yeah. Don't talk to me about Bert.
Why not?
Yeah.
What's this? The seats?
Mm-hmm.
Cardboard. Wood glue?
Yeah, you know the scale model? Looks as though we're going to have one after all.
Oh, no!
Can you imagine what Adam would say?
Oh, David!
So much for our attempt to sell the digester to the village as a serious business venture.
What are we going to do on the night if it's terrible?
I have no idea. Anyway, we won't use it if it damages the pitch.
No, no, we couldn't.
Maybe I can trip over with it. I don't know. Let's not go there.
It's not just commodity prices. It's the Danes and the Irish who've pushed up land prices in the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Agricultural land's been good value for them compared with their domestic markets.
Mm.
Are you listening?
Yeah, of course.
Do say if I'm boring you.
You, Annabel, never.
Are you looking for someone?
No, it's just... Well, it should be a bit more buzzy in here, that's all. Mercedes Goodman's usually in here for a start.
So?
Well, her and the Borsetshire ladies who lunch. The Golden Girls into them anyway.
Were you hoping to run into them?
What? No, 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 no. No, of course not.
Sorry, I'm such a poor substitute.
Annabel, you are... Oh, sorry, sorry. Crawford. Yeah, yeah, I know it's you. We'll go with that then. No, 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 no more faffing around. Just pull your finger out. I want completion as soon as... Right, yeah, yeah, and look, can you not phone me again today? I'm sure it can wait. Yeah, yeah, thanks. Okay, okay, bye.
Success?
Yeah, it looks like there's a definite buyer for number one, the Green.
Congratulations.
The agent was asking if I wanted to wait for the full asking price, but honestly can't be fagged. I just want shot of the place.
Fair enough.
I mean, for the amount involved, it's chicken feed, isn't it? I'd rather have a bit less and get on with it. Put the money to better use.
Well, that makes sense.
Thanks to your know-how.
You're very kind.
Anyway, enough about work. Do you have plans on Thursday?
Thursday? Oh, Thursday?
Yeah,
You know me, Matt. I'm always busy.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Anyway, I'd have thought you were a bit too old and cynical for all that Valentine's nonsense. Far too run-of-the-mill for you.
Oh, I don't believe it. It's got to be something.
Hello?
Hey, oh, hello, son. Come in.
Where's Mum?
Down the ball. Your granddad and all.
Oh, right. What are you doing?
Me exercises.
No, really?
Oh, I was looking for something to eat.
Oh, Dad.
You don't know what it's like. There's no point going down the ball with your mother watching me like a hawk. Where's the pleasure in watching telly without a bag of crisps or a handful of chocolate biscuits to keep you company?
Oh, and there's nothing in the house.
I thought there'd be a crumb of something in one of them tins. Or at least some dried fruit left over from Christmas. Them rusks George used to love.
They'd be years out of date.
Oh, that starved lot could eat the empty box. Your mother must have had a right good clear out.
Well, see if this cheers you up.
Hey. Champagne?
Yeah, and say hello to the new owner of number one, the Green.
You? Never.
All mine. Well, with a bit of a mortgage.
William, that's amazing. I mean, you.
Oh, come here.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Oh, a Grundy with a house of his own.
Oh, I'm not going to live there, of course. I'm going to rent it out.
What? You like Matt Crawford?
Only a bit better looking.
So you're like a property developer?
Well...
Oh, wait till Dad hears. And your mum.
Oh, and something else. I'm not putting all the money in the house. I'm keeping a bit back so I can treat you all.
Oh, Willie.
So whatever your mum would like, you know, a holiday maybe. Or,
oh, she'd love that.
You know, a proper one, abroad, and something special for Grandad, whatever he wants.
You're a good lad. You really are.
Well, I've got a lot to be grateful for, haven't I?
Yeah, but not always been the case, though, has it?
No. But I've been lucky. I want to spread it about a bit.
You know that I haven't always been able to provide for us like I should. I've tried me best. When we lost the farm...
You done great, Dad. You picked yourself up again.
Yeah, but this means a lot, William. You've really made something of yourself. And without a helping hand from anyone till now, you deserve this. Every penny.
Thanks, Dad. Listen to us. Let's have a drink.
Well, we can't crack the champagne.
No, that's for when we're all together. Got any beers?
What do you think?
Oh, sorry. Okay, cup of tea then.
Your mother hasn't deprived me of that any road. Not yet.
Oh, here, I just thought.
I wonder where she'd like to go. Eh? We could go back to Torremolinos, eh? Second honeymoon.
Well, I've got a sandwich here left over.
Hey. Eh?
Nick always does too many.
Brilliant.
I'll make the tea then, shall I?
Thanks. Thanks, William. For everything.
Before you disappear off, Sid.
Oh, where are you going?
Clary's asked me to give a slimming club some tips on healthy exercise.
Hello? We still need to sort out the state of play for tomorrow.
Oh, what's happening tomorrow?
Lillian!
I'm only teasing. Well, it's over to you, Jolene. How many of your famous advance tickets have you sold?
That's the point, none.
None at all?
No, not one. A big fat zero.
Well, I hate to say I told you so, but I did. People have just turned up on the night.
Yeah, where's your evidence for that exactly?
Lots of people think it's a good idea.
Like?
Well, Tom, Brenda, and Adam and Ian.
Oh, that's no good. They're couples. Oh, look, Lillian, this is hopeless. I mean, this thing was your idea
and it's great, but you've got to get out there and sell it to the punters.
Look, in my experience on the single scene, it's not the women we need to worry about, it's the men.
Oh, well, that's no problem.
Really?
No, I can sort that out in one swift phone call.
Oh, who to?
The young farmers. It's full of strapping, muscle-bound hunks. All single. Easy.
Matt, what a surprise.
Annabelle, how are you doing?
All the better for hearing from you. It's been ages.
Look, can you meet me later?
Matt, I've seen you 3 times already in 5 days. I used to see less of my husband.
And we know how that ended. No, the thing is, I've got something to run past you. I was having a natter to Chalky about commercial property.
Oh, yes.
And he actually said a couple of interesting things, amongst a lot of waffle, you know.
All right. When and where?
How about the ball? You know, just for change.
So, you're not going out tonight, then?
Out?
Yeah, home, farm, maybe.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
No, of course not.
Good. I'm surprised you let me out of your sight since I've got this speed dating to organise.
Yeah, you got the young farmers sorted, though, did you?
No good, I'm afraid.
What?
Well, they've got their own do, apparently. Disco for the younger ones and the older ones are going out for a meal.
What? So?
So, that's that.
No, hang on. What's plan B?
Plan B, darling, is what I've said all along. It'll be all right on the night.
No, Lillian, no. We've got to get some men lined up or the whole thing will be a disaster.
La 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 la, it'll all be fine.
No, you stop that. We've got to think.
I can't. I've never been any good at thinking when people tell me to. I know. I need some sustenance. One of Frida's toasts.
Lillian.
Positively brain food.
Look, Frida's going to Slimming Club in a minute. And there's customers to serve. I'm not having her always catering for your cravings.
Well, that's what we pay her for.
No, we pay her to do her own work. She's far too busy to be your personal chef.
Well, darling, why didn't you say?
No, I just have.
Well, if Frida needs an assistant.
Eh?
No, no, that's not what I said.
Right, I'm off.
Everything all right, ladies?
Now, oh, Paul's used to it. It's been the same since we were at school.
Even so.
Oh, it's not your fault. It kept saying error.
He's just so...
fat.
And the scales only go up to 20 stone.
Even with his sweatshirt off.
I almost let him take off his socks.
Well, just put him down as 20 then.
But he's... go.
I suppose I'll have to.
If you will, Chuck. It's only his first evening, and he's already lost about 4 stones.
What did you ask Fat Paul along for, anyway?
I needed some male support.
Well, there's Kenton and Nigel.
Yeah, my point exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, all right. Now, it would be good to have a few more blokes, and there's plenty in this village could do with it.
Yeah, well, you'll have to put the word a ring.
Yeah. Anyway, love, it's your turn. Let's see how much you've
left. Oh, not much I expect.
Come on. £2 exactly.
Yeah? Is that good?
That's brilliant. Hey, you're winner of the week.
Oh, am I?
Hey, it's funny though, when we've eaten exactly the same.
Yeah.
I've only lost £1.
It's metabolism, ain't it, or something?
Well done, anyway. Right, hello, everybody. A bit of hush, please. Ta. Thanks for turning up. Just a couple of little things. Firstly, well done on your first week's weight loss. I hope you'll feel encouraged. And if you do, it would be great if you could try and get even more people along. Men, tickly. They can lose weight too. For living proof, my Eddie has lost all £2, so he is winner of the week.
Oh. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, everyone.
And now, while we wait for our speaker, Sid Perks, I would like to thank Christine for doing tonight's snacks.
Yeah, who knew you could do so much with celery?
They were very interesting. Oh, and who'd like to volunteer to do it next week? Thanks, Sabrina, that's lovely.
Sorry I'm late.
No, perfect timing.
I got a bit held up at the pub.
Come on then, Sid, we're all set for your talk.
Talk? Oh, no. Who said anything about talking?
Hey, now, what about that Alec?
Who?
You know, does the wood turning at Lower Loxley. Is he single?
Well, the weedy little man with the homemade shoes, I should think so.
Oh, great. You can ring Elizabeth then, get his number.
Oh, God, poor such a desert, I need a drink.
No, who else? Oh, evening, Matt.
Evening, Jolene. Lillian.
Evening.
Jolene, you won't have met Annabel Shribner.
No, I,
It's lovely to meet you, I'm sure.
What can I get you, Matt?
No, it's all right, Jolene. I'll get these.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I'll go and check on the plans then. Okay, then.
What's it to be?
Scotch for me, please.
What about you, Annabel?
Just tonic water, thanks.
Ice and lemon, please. Oh, dear, not much ice. I'll get some more.
No, don't bother. It's fine without.
No. It's no trouble. It's my pub. I like to look after my customers, whoever they are.
I'd say more ice is the last thing we need.
I'll have a breather.
You're the worst of the lot. Come on. Yeah, star jump. Get those legs out to the side.
It's all right for you.
Yeah, we couldn't expect you to work out.
Come on, Eddie. Even Paul's making a better effort than you. Get those legs moving.
Come on.
And stop. Right, everyone. Now then, Side bends. Oh, no. Legs apart. Oh. Reaching down the side of your leg. Two to the left. Oh. Two to the right.
No way. I've got a stitch.
A stitch, you're pathetic.
No, I'll have to have a rest.
I don't know. I wouldn't even call this exercise. It's hardly even a warm-ups. Sabrina don't seem to be having any trouble.
Oh, well, she practically lives in the gym, then.
You'll have to give everyone a break, Sid. We'll have a cardiac arrest on our hands.
Yeah. Oh, all right, then. Okay, everyone, catch your breath. Dear, dear, oh dear, what a bunch of slackers.
Oh, crikey, me heart's hammering.
So it should be. You lot need taking an end. We'll have a group run, I think, next week.
Oh, you what?
And to get in practice, we'll try a bit of running on the spot.
Sick.
Come on, everyone, running on the spot. Come on, Eddie, you too. And pick those legs up. You're like a man with lead weights down his trousers.
Well, that was productive.
Do you think?
Yeah, clarified a few ideas from Chalky anyway.
Oh, I don't know. I'm guessing that I didn't tell you anything you didn't already know.
Well, I just...
And I don't think it had the desired effect from Lillian's perspective either.
Sorry, I'm not sure what you meant.
I have to say, I was surprised to find her in the ball. Grey Gables, maybe, or I thought that she might be staying with her mother.
Annabelle, it's
not... Clearly, the local's the best place for her to sort out your somewhat messy personal situation.
I told you there's nothing to sort out.
Matt, we've got a great working relationship. So let's not spoil it. We don't want to fall out, do we?
Really, it's...
I've got to go. Like I said, you know how busy I am. Good night.
Yeah. Yeah. Good night.
Lillian?
Oh, Eddie.
What are you doing here, dear?
Seeing things I wish I hadn't.
Aye.
Matt and his girlfriend flaunting themselves.
He never brought her here.
Drinking in the bar, kissing in the car park.
Why, the little... Well, they do say you're never more than 6 feet from a rat. Can I sit down?
My guest. The bench is a bit wet there.
I'll be glad to cool down.
Have you been at slimming? How was Sid's talk?
Talk? He had us all jumping about.
What?
Making my mate Paul do side bends. He nearly fell over.
I can imagine.
Then he rode it. Still sounds like I had a better evening than you.
Yeah, you certainly did. Another little positive anecdote to put into my diary.
You were still keeping that then?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good. And you got this Valentine's thing tomorrow.
Oh, Eddie, I hope it's going to be all right. I don't want to let Sid and Jolene down.
Of course it will.
They've been so good to me.
It'll be fine. It'll take your mind off things.
Playing Cupid when I'm a sad single myself.
Oh, come on. There's lots to be said for playing the field.
Is there? You're on your own, suddenly everyone's in a couple.
No, they're not.
All right, then name me some single man.
Oh, there's plenty. Paul, for a start. Mr. Booth. Nathan Booth.
Are you trying to cheer me up?
Barry that comes in here.
What, slug lips Barry?
Barry with the haircut.
Well, he's disgusting.
All right, then, Mike.
True.
And Jazza?
Jazza? Now that's a thought.
Well, I wouldn't have thought he was your type, but he's not crying in his beer about being single, is he?
No. No, he's not.
There you are, then. And you've always got me.
Oh, Eddie.
I mean it, Lillian. That's what friends are for.
Please, Em, you've got to come out. It's Valentine's.
Never knew you cared.
Go on.
Oh, it's speed dating, Kirsty, at the Bull.
Look, I know it sounds a bit lame, But you never know.
I still don't know why you agreed in the first place.
Well, it was Lillian. She put all this pressure on me about how I owed it to the pub, out of loyalty or something.
Oh, you are such a sucker.
And the same with Helen, except it was family loyalty with her.
What, Helen's going?
Supposedly. I just know she'll drop out at the last minute. It's so not her thing.
And what makes you think it's mine?
Oh, please, Em. Please say yes.
Oh, look, even without the speed dating bit, why would I want to spend Valentine's night at the bull watching Fallon drape herself all over Ed?
Well, they won't be there.
How do you know?
They'll be off being coupley somewhere. And even if they are there, would that be such a massive problem?
No, of course not.
There you go, then. Anyway, good to show them you've moved on.
Yeah, maybe.
Come on. What else are you going to do tonight? Put George to bed and watch telly with your mum and dad?
Yeah, fine.
I admire the everlasting rose from the garage that Chris has bought for Stacey.
Okay, you've convinced me.
Fantastic! I never know. It might even be fun.
It's where it is then, eh? The buzzing Ambridge single scene.
Mike! Welcome to speed dating.
Eh? No, I only wanted to look, I didn't come to do it.
Oh, go on, you might meet the woman of your dreams.
Don't you start. We already had Ailey trying to persuade me. That's more for the youngsters, isn't it?
Oh, not necessarily. Though I suspect tonight it will be. If it's a success, who knows? We could hold them for all age groups.
Yeah, well, you ain't exactly been killed in the rush, are you?
Well, it's only just 1:30. Oh, do stay, Mike.
No, really.
Please, because I could do with a hand. I told Sid and Jolene I'd handle it on my own, but I wouldn't mind some moral support.
All right, then.
And who knows? I might even need a bit of muscle on the door.
Oh, well.
unless you're rushing back to Roy and Hayley so they can go out.
No, quite the opposite. Come out to give them a house to themselves.
Oh, how romantic.
No, not exactly. They're pretty fed up.
Oh, dear.
Lost out on number one, the green, again.
Oh, bad luck.
Ah, to be honest, I think it's a blessing in disguise. God, the mortgage they were thinking of taking on. Talk about eye-watering.
I bet. It's a very shrewd move of Will's.
Eh?
Well, he's bought it with his legacy. Eddie was full of it.
Will? You mean... Oh, that's a blooming well-disguised blessing.
Sorry?
Well, if Will's bought it, Roy's going to be mad.
Hello.
Hi, Aunt Lillian.
Oh, girls, wonderful. I knew you wouldn't let me down.
More bucks for Ellen?
Not for me, thanks.
Oh, go on, you can top me up.
Ah, right you are. There we go. Emma?
Yeah, go on then. But if you're open to make a C double, double no one else here is still none, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm sure more will turn up in a minute.
Speed dating.
Oh. That's all I need. Otty and half of Eastern Europe.
There you go. Excuse me, more customers. Evening.
Hi, Otty.
Hello.
Who's the blonde in the fur hat?
Carolina. Sabrina Thwaite's new au pair.
She looks a right man-eater. There's not much for her to chew on here. No sign of any other men.
Let's hope it stays that way. And we can all go home.
That's right. Coats over there and then help yourselves to a drink.
See, Mike, what did I tell you?
Yeah, but isn't there still one slight problem? Like, no men?
Oh, ye of little faith. Have you never heard of fashionably late?
Oh, yeah, but there's late and then there's really, really late.
Look, Mike, if you want to do something, get some music on, would you? There's some over there, love compilations or something, Jolene said.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Now then. Are you all right there, girls?
Thanks, Jolene.
Good, good. Now, where did I put those badges? Mike!
No, let's try that again, shall we?
Something more cheerful, please,
Mike!
I'm
sorry!
It's supposed to be some kind of joke!
It ain't my fault!
What are you doing, Mike? Here he is, ladies, the cavalry has arrived!
Good evening, Lillian!
Jazza! Hello, boys! Have you brought anyone else, Jazza, darling?
Yes. Stu's just thrown his way up, and Kez has just parked in the motor. I tell you, you'd be fine, didn't
I? So the fit guys Lillian's promised is Jazza!
I think I want to die. This will get straight back to Ed now. Look, I think I'm just going to go.
Don't, Emma. You're not leaving us to fend for ourselves.
No way. Oh, come on, it's getting started now. There'll be more blokes coming.
Yeah, Jazz's brother and his thick mates, probably.
Hey, I've seen that one with a spider tattoo somewhere before.
Yeah, you have. Last week's Echo leaving court after getting his ass burnt.
Which I should think he's in breach of.
Look, maybe you're right, Max. We just cut our losses and...
Oh, what did I tell you? Stu and his mates.
Oh, and Nathan Booth. We're going to be spoilt for choice.
Right, love seekers. Now we've got more or less even numbers, let me explain what happens, and then the real fun can begin.
So, Nathan, you must like doing something. Do you go to the cinema? I can't think of the last film I saw. Oh, time up. Oh, well.
Don't you worry yourself, Carolina. I'll be with you soon enough, then.
Oh, Jazz and Lou!
Goodbye there, Nathan. Nice to talk to you. You big freak.
Religious, Carolina, because you're the answer to all my prayers.
Mike!
You see, I feel Libiana. Is that the new name for paradise?
Oi, oi, come on, Jazz, get a move on, play the game.
I don't want you going that way.
No, everyone, you move one table at a time and clockwise, not wherever you fancy.
Be gentle with me, Mike. I've got, like, this arrow in my heart.
Can you just quiet down, lads? We'll try it again.
I don't suppose you've got a plaster on you. I've hurt my knee fun for Carolina.
Yeah, very good, Jazz. Now, look, all stay where you are. When the bell goes, all the guys move one place to your right. That's the hand you got your point in, Jazz, okay? Hmm. Right, Lillian, bell, please.
Thank you. Now, that's better. Right, off you go.
Oh, no, Asbo's heading my way. Huh? I'm off to the toilet. See you in 2.5 minutes.
Steve? Oh, hi, Jezza.
The name's McCreary. Jack McCreary.
What? I know who you are.
Aye, but I don't fancy you.
Oh, thanks very much. That's good to know.
I want to practice for Carolina.
I see.
So, come on, ask me some questions like you have.
With
the accent and everything.
What?
I've got to get my ear in. Hurry up, come on.
Okay, what do you do? Oh, sorry. What do you do for work?
Eh? Oh, work? I'm a pilot.
You're not.
You ever driven a milk truck round these lanes at this time of year? Pure skill. Man, it takes to keep a Chinook in there, I can tell you that. So, are you tired, Carolina?
Look, I know where this is going, Jazza.
Well, you should be, because you've been running around my head all night.
Meet the man of your dreams. This is a nightmare.
Too right. How come Jazza and that lot get free drinks?
Lillian had to bribe them to come. That was the deal.
At least they've gone downstairs to get tanked.
Honestly, some of Jazza's chat-up lines.
Well, anything's better than Nathan Booth. I couldn't get a word out of him.
He was quite chatty with me, even if it was all about Windows XP.
You want to watch him? Be hacking into your email. Yeah, I hope Lillian's careful with our addresses.
Well, she said we do the choosing and nothing gets given out unless we say so.
We're the only ones taking any notice of this email stuff anyway. Carolina's already given Jazza a mobile number.
More fool her.
Did you see that Gazza looking at me?
No.
He was, and laughing. I bet Jazza's told him about me and Ed.
Em, you're getting paranoid.
Better not give him a number. I can just see him doing that.
Look, I'll go and get her some drinks.
What, we're staying for the second half then?
We can't leave Lillian in the lurch. She's already trying to save face with Sid and Julie.
But I'm sorry. I can't stick another minute here.
Oh, Emma.
No way, no. I'm going to go home.
I've never believed in global warming. But we lasses like that, Carolina.
Mm. You've taken quite a shine to her, haven't you?
If she was a laser, she'd be set to stun.
Well, I'm glad you've had a successful evening.
Well, it's not over yet. That Otty's no bad either.
That's a good job. You ain't doing the milk round tomorrow.
Aye, it is. I've got other plans for 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, spare me the details, will you, Jazza? Now, I wonder if Lillian wants me to hang around. I could do with getting back.
Do you play Gooseberry with Roy and Haley?
Nah, got to tell him something. Did you know Will Grundy's bought #1 the green?
Never.
Yeah, snatched it right from under their noses. Well, bad enough when they heard it had gone, but now they're going to be gutted all over again.
No, as gutted as Ed. How much cash did Will get?
Well, it's got to be a lot, isn't it?
Night, Mike.
Oh, you going, Emma?
Yeah, Mum's just wrong. She can't get George off, so...
Wants his mum, eh? Right, well, I'll see if I can find Lillian. I'll see you.
Here, Emma, you heard the good news?
What?
Fallon's band's been spotted by an A&R man. Jolene just told us.
Why would I want to know that?
I thought you'd be pleased. Oh, and it's great news about your ex, isn't it?
Look, Jazza, I'm
really... buying a nice wee house for yourself.
Will has?
Aye, your old house in the green. How neat is that? Happy Valentine's, eh?
Lillian?
Oh, you found me.
How are you doing?
Oh, you know, taking stock. Oh, it's all right, mate. You go if you like.
No, it's fine. I can stay.
You've been very sweet, darling. I couldn't have done it without you. But, you know, get off home. I can manage now.
You sure?
Sid's going to come up and do the crowd control.
Oh, well, as long as you're in on your own.
I am, aren't I? In the real sense of the word.
Lillian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Must be worse for you. There's one thing, isn't it? You know, when you're Jazz's age, I mean, there's so much choice.
Yeah.
It's a lot more difficult when you're older, trying to meet the right person.
Yeah, it is.
If you even want to risk it.
I know.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be talking like this to you.
Oh, that's all right. I know where you're coming from. Oh, Lillian, I never thought I'd end up on my own either.
There's your tea.
Thanks, love. Is Nick at her mum's?
Yeah.
So, you and Dad decided where you're going on this holiday?
Oh, I was talking to our Rosie last night about where you all went in Tenerife.
Oh, yeah.
Said it was lovely.
Yeah, it was, but it was more for families, really. If it's just the two of you, you might be better off somewhere else.
Oh, I see.
Thought Dad wanted to go back to Torremolinos. For a second honeymoon.
Is that what he said, the cheeky beggar?
Well, at least you've got some ideas. Better than Grandad. Can you believe all he can think of is a new bit for Bartleby? Oh, and a mega pack of baccy.
Yeah, well, he's a
I'll have to come up with something a bit more exciting than that.
Oh, we could do with some new wellies.
I don't call that exciting. Well, I had a load of stuff from the estate agent today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff done already for the previous buyers, so they don't reckon it'll take that long to go through.
Well, that's great.
Might even have it by Easter.
Well, you're matchly. That's why I come round.
Oh?
I told Edward about the house.
So?
Well, it's just, you know, William, it's very hard for him to...
Well, to see me have a bit of luck.
Please, lover, you know how it is. Could you just not be too... I'd know up about the house in front of him.
Oh, great. So I've got to keep a lid on the fact that something good's happened to me just because...
I know I'm asking a lot. Now, I know it's not fair on you, but... Well, things aren't fair for him either, are they?
I think they are.
Oh, William. Please.
Oh, look, I know it's hard for you, but it's Edward's problem, isn't it?
Maybe. Oh, look, I've got to get back to work.
Okay.
Look, I'm sorry, William, but will you please just think about what I've said?
Yeah, I'll see. That's all I'm promising. All right, I'm coming.
Roy. All right, mate. Not really. Can I have a word?
I thought it might be an idea to try and relate the drawing to the actual site.
Yeah, if it'll hold flat in this weather.
Well, it's worth a try.
Yeah. About the drawings, Adam. Bert had an idea, actually.
Bert? What, about the project?
Yeah.
Oh, go on, I could do with a laugh. Is he planning on writing a poem? Does anything actually rhyme with digester?
No, actually...
You know what, with Bert as the voice for green energy... And Lillian doing her speed dating at the Bull. You know, I don't think things could get any more surreal around here. Do you?
No, maybe not. I did a Valentine's thing go in the end then.
Well, all a bit smile, though your heart is breaking, as far as she was concerned. And she gave away so many drinks, they didn't make much profit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so Sid and Jolene are pretty end of the tetherish as well. Jolene even asked if we could put her up.
What, Jolene?
No, Lillian. Just because we did Alice.
Oh.
Lillian's a bit of a different proposition.
Yeah, great in small doses.
Exactly. I think Jolene can see her still being there at Easter.
What, taking over the bonnet contest and the egg rolling? With predictable consequences.
Yeah, something like that. After you.
Thank you.
Suppose you and Ruth had a cosy Valentine's at home.
Yeah. We've postponed going out till she's better. There's a bigger deal for Pitt, though.
Yeah? Was she out?
Young Farmer's Disco.
Ah, enough said. Success?
Judging by the grin on her face this morning, yes.
This is just the start, you know.
Yeah, I know. What about you? Though, I suppose, Ian was working, was he?
Yeah. Not that I'd have been much company, romantic or otherwise.
No, you do seem a bit...
I'm thoroughly teed off, if you must know.
Oh, what's happened?
Well, I'll give you one guess.
Brian.
Yeah, he's redoing his will. In favour of me, Debbie and Rory.
When did he tell you?
Tell me? Why change the habit of a lifetime? No, I heard from Mum.
Oh. And Debbie?
Oh, I had to tell her. Not that she was exactly surprised. Debbie's default position these days is to expect the worst from Brian, then you won't be disappointed.
I see.
So, you can see why I'm not exactly thrilled with him. My future dependent on the future ambitions of a 5-year-old.
Yes. Hi, Brian.
Oh, God. Look, can we look at the digester site another time?
Yeah, sure.
Kenny said you were out here.
But I can't stay. I ought to take over from Jeff.
Oh. You're not rushing off, are you, David?
Good,
because I wouldn't mind a chat if you've got time.
Call yourself a friend? How could you?
Look, Roy,
look, you knew me and Haley were after that house.
No, I didn't.
We went for it before.
All I knew was I had to listen to you droning on about how you couldn't afford it. And you couldn't. That's why you lost it the first time round. How could I know you were going to go after it again?
Because it's the only house in the village that's anywhere near our price range.
But it isn't, though, is it? Else you'd have beaten me to it.
Well, it's all right for you, flashing your money around.
I did not. For all you know, I only offered £500 more than you.
Oh, that's right, Will. Yeah, rub it in.
That's how it works, isn't it? Come on, Roy, be fair.
When did you make this offer?
Tuesday.
Well, so did we, first thing.
It's not about who gets in first, it's who goes higher. Anyway, they must have come back to you and asked if you could offer more, and you must have said no. So don't go blaming me.
But we couldn't afford any more. We got a baby on the way, remember?
Oh, come on. I've got responsibilities too. I've got 3 kids to think about now.
Yeah, but you don't even want it for them, or for you.
So?
Well, if you want a house to rent, buy one in Borchester, or Felpersham.
I like this one.
You could withdraw the offer.
What?
As a mate, you could buy anywhere.
I don't want to buy anywhere. And I do want it for me. I'm going to live there eventually.
What, when you retire, 4 years' time? That's some forward planning.
Well, why not? And when I do, I want it to be in Ambridge.
We need a place in Ambridge now.
Roy, that's not my fault.
So, what, you're not going to budge?
I can't believe you're even asking me. I'm only doing the same as you, looking out for my future and my family.
Well, thanks a lot.
Look, I'll tell you what.
What?
If you like the place so much and you're desperate to live in Ambridge, I'll rent it to you.
Tell me you're joking, Will. Not even you could be that stupid.
I think the rain's easing off a bit.
Yeah, there's a bit of blue sky over Lakey Hill.
Yeah. Looks like we're trapped here for a bit, though.
Anyway, you were saying...
Yes. Oh, he's great, Bryce. A challenge was the word he used.
That's one way of putting it.
Well, you know only too well, David. Passing on a farm's never easy.
No.
Anyway, he was very robust. Lots of tax dodges. Well, not dodges. Schemes, I should say, to protect Jenny in her lifetime. and to secure things for Rory till he comes of age.
Right. So he thinks it's doable, then?
Yes, he does. Anyway, I know all the pitfalls. It's still the fairest thing for everyone.
Well, you say that, but...
Uh-oh, hang on. I know what's coming. Adam's been getting to you.
Well, he did mention it, yes.
Look, I know he's not best pleased. I think he and Debbie thought they'd be getting their hands on the place in about 5 years.
Mm.
But Rory's changed all that. Obviously he has.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's another way, Bryce. I mean, have you thought of doing what we did, issuing shares?
I don't think that's a go.
No?
Well, Bryce did mention it, but... I mean, that only really works if there's just one branch of the family that wants to take on the hands-on farming, like you and Ruth.
Well, I suppose so.
And Elizabeth's not always been exactly a silent partner, has she? Or Kenton. No, it certainly wouldn't work here.
No, I see what you mean. I suppose we're lucky, really. Pip seems pretty keen on farming.
Well, yes, but she's of an age to make that clear. I mean, if you had to draw up a will tomorrow, are you going to exclude Josh and Ben just because they haven't shown a particular interest yet?
No, that's a good point.
My dilemma's the same as Adam's. Of course we don't know at this stage if Rory's going to be interested in farming or not. But I can tell you, David, I desperately want him to be. And I'm damned if I'm going to cut my son out of the chance to take this farm on into the future under my bloodline.
I do understand that, Brian.
But?
But it's a long time for Debbie and Adam to wait.
Not that.
15 years?
David, I'm being so fair to him. To both of them. I'm opening up Home Farm to some claim by Ian's vast family in the future. And to this new boyfriend of Debbie's if he sticks around.
Yeah, I see that.
Now, you know I think the world of Debbie. And I know it's all my fault. But she's hardly spoken a civil word to me for the last 5 years, yet I'm still giving her a share. Frankly, I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I swear to you, David, I'm getting to the point... But any more whinging from those two, or from Jenny, and I'll leave Rory the lot.
Will you calm down? I've said I'm sorry. It was a genuine offer.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
I don't see your problem.
No, that's the trouble. You don't, do you? Well, thanks for the offer of a fair rent. See you around. Oh.
Oh, sorry, Roy. I was just about to knock. Is Will in?
Yeah, he's in. Good luck.
Oh, thanks.
What do you want?
Oh, charming.
Sorry, it's just... Is everything all right with George?
Well, that's a good question. You tell me.
Oh, don't play me up, Em. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, dear, you got a hangover. Too much champagne.
What are you talking about?
I don't know why you're playing dumb when you're clever enough to buy a house. My old house, as it happens, with your whacking great inheritance...
Not you as well. You knew I was getting some money.
I didn't know how much. A house, Will.
I haven't bought it outright. I didn't get that much.
120 grand. It's all round the village.
So? A house is a perfectly sensible thing to spend it on.
It's a perfectly selfish thing.
Hey?
What about your son? See, you've never even considered George.
I consider him all the time. This is something he could inherit.
You what, 70 years down the line? And a part share with Nick's kids, and thank you for that.
Okay, enough. I've had it up to here with people telling me how to spend my money and what I can say about it or not. I'm sick of it.
But I'm not telling you how to spend it. I'm only here because of what George is entitled to.
No one's entitled to anything out of me. Especially not people who can't be pleased for me and who are always trying to bring me down.
Will?
I'm buying that house. I'm going to rent it out. And when I get tenants in paying a decent rent, once the mortgage is covered, I'll see about giving you something extra for George every month. Is that fair enough for you?
Well... Be a start, I suppose.
Don't push it, Emma.
Okay. I still think...
Just shut it, okay? You say you know me. Well, you don't. Else you'd never think, even for one moment, that I'd see my son go without, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind, I've got to get back to work and enjoy my so-called good luck in peace.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.